This afternoon, New Zealand has been devastated by the news we've all been dreading. A second explosion at the Pike River mine confirms our very worst fears. The 29 men whose names and faces we've all come to know will never walk amongst us again. This is a national tragedy. A tragedy for the men's families, for their workmates and friends, for their community and our nation. New Zealand is a small country, a country where we are our brother's keeper. So to lose this many brothers at once strikes an agonising blow. Today, all New Zealanders grieve for these men. We are a nation in mourning. Where this morning we held on to hope, we must now make way for sorrow. Our heartfelt sympathies go out to the families of these 29 brave men. After days of waiting, of both preparing for the worst and hoping for the best, they have been delivered the cruelest of news. So to all of those who have lost a loved one in the Pike River mine, let me say this. New Zealand stands shoulder to shoulder with you. Though we cannot possibly feel this pain as you do, we have you in our hearts and our thoughts. Like you, we had all longed for that miracle to occur, that your men would be returned home to you. Tonight, on behalf of the people of New Zealand, we send our sympathy to the children who have lost their fathers, to the parents who have lost sons, to the wives who have lost their husbands, to the girlfriends who have lost their partners, to the siblings who have lost their brothers. This is a tragedy for the communities of Greymouth and its surrounding areas. This loss will be felt in every home. They leave behind them a hollow space that will not be readily filled. We must also acknowledge that Australia, South Africa, and the United Kingdom have lost men in this tragedy as well. Tomorrow I'll travel to Greymouth to express my condolences to the families and to express our thanks to all those who have worked so hard on the attempted rescue of these men. From the moment of the first explosion, they have spent every waking hour tirelessly working, searching for a way to bring these men home alive. There was not to be, but their enormous effort cannot go unmarked. Tomorrow in Parliament, Deputy Prime Minister Bill English will move a motion in my absence, providing all political parties an opportunity to express their sympathy. It is a mark of respect to the victims and their families. It is the government's intention to lift the house. I've also directed that tomorrow, all flags on government buildings will fly at half-mast. Questions must now be asked and answered about how such a tragedy was able to occur and how we can prevent another happening in the future. It's my expectation that Cabinet will confirm the details of a commission of inquiry at its next meeting on Monday, along with any other inquiries that may be deemed to be appropriate. At this time of national pain, let us not lose sight of what truly makes New Zealand great. We're a tough and resilient little country. We care deeply about our fellow countrymen and women. We are a series of communities knitted together by a set of values and principles that have guided us through together, through good times and bad. It is the spirit that will see us through. Well, in the end, all of those questions will be answered in the inquiries, but it's my view that the rescue team gave every waking moment to the attempted rescue of those men, and that the volatile nature of the mine didn't allow them to enter that mine. But in due course, all of those questions will have to be answered. No, I don't have any technical details on that.
In hindsight, and from the advice that you've got, is it realistic to suggest that perhaps
Well, I can't rule that out, but any debate about that is purely speculative. What I can simply say is that the advice we had right from the start was it was unsafe for the rescuers to go into the mine and the conditions that were presented to them at that time. And we couldn't put at risk the lives of the rescuers given the conditions they faced at that time. Look, I haven't seen all of the advice because I've only been greeted by this news this afternoon, but obviously ACC will play a large part in the financial compensation to the families, but anything beyond that is something we'll have to look at.
What advice have you received regarding the possibility of recovering the miners' bodies?
I haven't received any advice on that this time, but I'm sure in due course that will be an absolute priority. An important part of giving closure to the families of the victims.
Has any thought been given to what sort of service he might be down
there? Again, no planning's been done on that, but I, again, would expect there to be a significant service both at Greymouth and a national memorial service. Usually that takes place at the nearest large city, so my expectation would potentially be Christchurch, but I'm not sure at this point.
And you'll be meeting families tomorrow when you go to
Greymouth? That's my hope. Obviously, this will be a very, very raw and difficult time for families, but I'd like to, if I can, express the enormous loss that they must be feeling and the thoughts of the many thousands of New Zealanders that have contacted my office and asked me to pass on their thoughts at this very difficult time for them. I understand there's a meeting of families around midday, so that's likely to be my first engagement. If possible, I'd like to go and thank the rescue teams. There's been an enormous number of people involved, not just those that were prepared to potentially put their life on the line and go in the mines, but right across from those that were drilling the ventilation holes, the Red Cross, the many hundreds of people who have worked on the attempted rescue, and I'd like to go and thank them. And obviously engage with others in the local community.
So what happens to that
It's a question I have no advice for, but obviously tomorrow I'm sure they'll give me a briefing on those technical details about what happens next. I wouldn't want to speculate on that, but I know that for the families, an important part of closure will be the recovery of their loved ones.
Just in terms of the Commission of Inquiry, is it going to be a single inquiry?
Again, that's something Cabinet will need to get advice from, but my expectation that there would be a series of inquiries. For a start off, some of those are beyond the government's control, they're independent. In the case of the police and the coroner's report, potentially the Department of Labour. So there are a number of inquiries I expect that would take place, but we'll need to take some advice on that.
In terms of the Commission of Inquiry, which you've indicated, what sort of scope of terms of reference would you envisage it having?
I haven't seen any of those details yet, but again, that's what we'll consider over the weekend and take to Cabinet on Monday.
How would support staff, the civil defence staff, and that's been holding up? Obviously, we've had the Christchurch earthquake and now this.
Well, it's putting enormous strain on them, but it's testimony to their skills and their courage and their determination that they have given 110% to the rescue effort.
Is there any immediate role for the government agencies in terms of supporting the families?
Look, there will be. Pike River is a significant employer in the region and in the area of Greymouth, and we'll need to consider what happens next there. But again, those are issues I haven't had any advice on at this time.
But presumably there will have to be some sort of economic support package, some sort of income.
Well, I wouldn't want to speculate on that, but we're conscious of that issue anyway.
There were a lot of warnings over the last few days about the potential for a second explosion.
Yes.
But did it shock you this afternoon to learn that there had been another one?
Well, like every New Zealander, I'd hoped for that miracle. And I think, like most people, I recognised the intensity of the first explosion when I had an opportunity to view the video footage. So I think we all had a sense at that point of what we were dealing with. But in my heart of hearts, I just hoped that there would be some miners, or obviously all of the miners, that somehow found a way to safety. So it's the finality of the second explosion that rips at the guts of the country, I think.
How big is it historically, if you look back? I mean, how big is
it? Well, it would be a terrible thing to sort of measure tragedy simply by the number of people that have lost their lives. But it is unquestionably a huge loss and an enormous tragedy. And I think that's reflected in the way the country is responding.
Is there an extra bitterness to this one? Do you think it was possibly that hope for some days that they could still be alive or could still be alive?
Yeah, I think from the moment we heard the news, I think all of us recognised that there was a very challenging environment. In the two visits I paid to Greymouth, I had brief but opportunities to speak to family members or to see them. And in looking in their eyes, you can see the pain that they just wanted their loved one back. And that makes it pretty difficult. I haven't had advice, but it would be my expectations that they would not go into the mine until they were satisfied that it was safe for them to do so. In the end, this is a mine that's claimed the lives of 29 people, and we can't afford to lose any more people there. Well, I think the range of human emotions are natural, and anger is clearly one of those. And so we have to acknowledge that. But from the moment that the explosion took place, the practical attempts to get in the mine were paramount in the eyes and the minds of the rescuers. From that moment, they started testing the atmospheric conditions. And as soon as they got an opportunity where they believed it was safe to go in the mines, they would have. And at the end of the day, the volatility of that environment and the sheer risks it presented to the rescuers prevented us from going there. It's nothing to do with the bravery. It's all to do with the fact that in putting rescuers in the mine without the appropriate sign off that it was safe to do so would have been something that would have been an unacceptable risk.
When you meet with the family members tomorrow, and if you were asked this question, I suspect you may be, that do you have confidence that everything was done the right way? What would you say?
I do. I travelled to the West Coast on Saturday. The government has endlessly made it clear to all parties that we would give whatever support was required and that we had the support of leaders right around the world to do so. In the end, this has been a combined effort of people who are highly experienced in this area. And on Monday, I went up personally to the mine and eyeballed the rescuers that would have gone in there. These are highly competent, brave men who knew what they were doing. And they didn't go into the mine because it was unsafe to do so.
We've heard from someone based at the mine that a rescue team was about to actually go into the mine and they stopped to double check something. So a lucky escape issue for that team even this afternoon.
Well, I don't know how close they were, but I'd received some advice that a rescue team was going to mount a rescue. that the conditions were looking as if it was possible, but I'm not exactly sure at what time frame and what other steps would have to be undertaken. Thanks very much.